Amen. Amen. I think they were having church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give him praise. Hallelujah. In spite of it all. You know, I think I wanted to share that video because sometimes we go through stuff, but you got to praise God anyhow. Hallelujah. Amen. In spite of what you're going through. Amen. Because one day it's all going to be over. Amen. And don't wait till the battle is over. What you're going to do, you're going to shout now. For in the end, we win. Hallelujah. Put your hands together and praise our God in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you, beloved of the Lord, today. We honor the Lord Jesus Christ and certainly to all of the people of God. And amen to you that are part of this great church, Jesus Christ. We certainly thank God for Pastor, Lady Boatwright family. Glad you're welcome to be up here with us if you like. Whatever you're at home, to just make yourself at home. Amen. We're so glad that you stopped by to see us. Amen. Thank you. Put your hands together and praise God, Father, in Jesus' name. Well, it's time for the word. Hallelujah. Oh, I tell you, the Bible says, without faith, it shall be impossible to please God. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. How can you hear without a preacher? And how can they preach except they be sent? Amen. God has sent forth a preacher today to bring forth his word. And I'm looking for a word from the Lord. Amen. I'm glad, amen, that I decided some time ago I wasn't going to preach every Sunday. Amen. Got these other preachers around here. Amen. Let them preach. Amen. Amen. I don't care how much you cook in the kitchen, you still got to stop and eat. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Amen. So I want to eat today. Amen. Because we got a different cook in the kitchen. Hallelujah. Amen. Let us put our hands together and praise God for our assistant pastor. Amen. Elder Dr. Thomas Presley Jr. as he come forth in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Amen. Let us bow our heads. Father, in your sweet holy name, Lord, we thank you for giving us the opportunity, Lord, to come into your house once again. Lord God, we thank you for all things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Thank you, Jesus. I don't think I'm going to be up here real long. Not today. Amen. Not today. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I've had the opportunity to be able to work on a bell tower. Right now, I'm working in Versailles, Kentucky. And I don't know exactly how high this tower is. But if you've been in Versailles, Kentucky, if you go down Main Street, and if you're coming from Lexington, if you go down Main Street, you're going to run into a church. But right beside the church is a courthouse. We're way up high. We're way up there working on the bell tower. And what has happened is, apparently, you know how things are over a period of time. Things were out. You know, they fail. After a period of time, things just break down. They fall to pieces. And somebody has to go in and show up stuff and redo some things. So that's what we're doing. Termites have gotten in there, and they begin to work on it. And we're trying to fix the bell tower. We are trying to close up the gaps or the breaches
in the structure. The title for today's text is, It's Time to Close the Gap. It's time to close up the gap. If you have your Bible, I would like for you to turn to the book of Isaiah. We're going to do a little reading. Book of Isaiah, chapter 58. You may stand. Book of Isaiah, chapter 58. If you have it, say amen. Cry aloud, spare not. Lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgression, and the house of Jacob their sins. Yet they seek me daily and delight to know my ways, as a nation did righteousness, and forsook not the ordinance of their God. They ask me of ordinance of justice. They take delight in approaching to God. Wherefore have we fasted, say they, and they see if not? Wherefore have we afflicted our souls and have taken no knowledge? Behold, in the days of your fast, ye fast pleasure and exact all your labors. Behold, ye fast for strife and debate and to smite with the fist of the wickedness. Yet ye shall not fast as ye do this day, to make your voice to be heard on high. It is such a fast that I have chosen, a day for a man to afflict his soul? Is it to bow down his head at the bulrush and to spread sackcloth and ashes under him? Wilt thou call this a fast, an acceptable day unto the Lord? Is not this the fast that I have chosen, to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that ye break every yoke? You may be seated.
Amen. Hallelujah.
All right. Amen. It's the time to close up the breaches. But I can remember a time when one would go into a church, especially a Holy Ghost filled, far baptized Pentecostal church. They could go into the church, and if one didn't have the Holy Ghost, they could just feel the anointing of God. They would come in, and it seemed like that they, a lot of times you have folks to sit on the back seat, and it would seem like that they would be glued to the back seat because of the gloriness, because of the presence of God. This is really a appeal to the saints today. Because really, in some sense, a lot of things is left up to the saints. For a church to be on fire for the Lord, the individual, the members in it have to be on fire. For a church to be a loving church, an effective organism, the members in it have to be effective. Lord, have mercy. The appeal is to close up the breaches. Close them up. Close up the breaches. You know, I feel to say that it would be awful strange for a person to come into the presence of God and not be affected. Somebody's going should be affected. If a person comes into the house of the Lord and they have been coming to God's house for numerous occasions for a period of time, something ought to be working in their lives. They ought to be affected. You know, in the natural, if you get around something that's foul and dirty, if you hang around it long enough, you're going to be foul and dirty. Thus, it should be the same way in the spirit. If you get around the presence of God long enough, Lord have mercy, you ought to be able to feel the anointing of the Lord. Amen, Jesus, hallelujah. You ought to be able to feel his presence. Mm-hmm. You know, in repairing the breaches in the natural, as I stated earlier, we are working on the building. And we are taking out the old rotten material that was caused by termites. Mm-hmm. Caused by termites. The Bible says that a little leaven leavens the whole lump. The Bible also says that it's the little fox that destroys the vine. You know, it don't take a whole lot sometimes. It just takes a little bit. A little leaven. Leaven the whole lump. The Bible says in Luke chapter 13, beginning at verse 18, reads like this. Then said he unto, what is the kingdom of God like? And whereunto shall I resemble it? It is like a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and cast into his garden. Yes. And it grew and waxed great, a great tree. And the fowls of the air lodged in the branches of it. And again he said, where shall I liken the kingdom of God? Yes. Verse 21, it is like leaven, which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of meal till the whole was leavened. One of the things that we can look at and analyze is the smallness of things. The smallness of things. If there is a little sin, and if it lingers, it's going to grow. If you have the faith of the mustard seed, and if it's small, it's going to grow. Both things will grow. The appeal is today is to close the gap. How can you close the gap? You close the gap by looking unto the Lord. Amen. You close the gap by denying yourself. Yes. You close the gap when you get serious with God. Yes. When you deny yourself. Yes. When you begin to seek his face. Yes. When you begin to pray, you close the gap. Yes. It's time to close the gap. Why is it so important today? Because we are really in a spiritual battle. This is a battle. It really, really is. Have you seen the times, if you just look around
you would begin to realize what time period we're living in. It's not like it was a long time ago. I know the Bible says that there's nothing new under the sun. But the emphasis that I'm trying to make, it is a spirit out there called the spirit of Antichrist. And it's against everything that even wants to mention or esteem Jesus Christ. It's against all of that. It's a warfare today. But we, being the people of God, it's up to us to get on fire for the Lord. Amen. To get on fire. I'm not going to be up here too long. The book of Luke. Book of Matthew, chapter 17. I'm not going to be here too long. Book of Matthew, chapter 17. You're just going to read. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus. Glory to your name. We're just going to go up a little bit. Verse 17. Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me. And Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him. And the child was cured from that very hour. Then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, why could not we cast him out? And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if you have the faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall be removed, and nothing shall be impossible for you. Howbeit, this kind goes not out, but by prayer and fasting. Goes not out, but by prayer and by fasting. So the message is today, the saints, close the gap. Close it up. Close it up. Close it up. You know, sometimes the Lord gives a speaker something to say. And sometimes his job is to just say that. And sit down and shut up. So I've said somewhat of what I needed to say. Because there needs to be a cry of babes in Zion. There needs to be a cry. And when a church, when it gets on fire for the Lord, when they begin to see God's face, you know, God can move. And he will move. Close the gap.
Close the gap. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. You got to close it up. See, you cannot give room to the devil. Amen. What did the song say? Don't let the devil ride. If you let him ride, he'll want to drive. He'll take over. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Amen. You got to kick him out. Close it up. Amen. Because he's walking to and fro, seeking whom he may devour. And let me tell you, saints of God, I don't care how long you've been saved, how long you've been in the church, what your experience is, the devil will tackle you. And he doesn't care anything about your position, your title. You can be a bishop, archbishop, pope, didn't make no difference. Amen. The devil will attack you, let him. Hallelujah. because he tempted Jesus. He tempted Jesus. But I'm so glad that Jesus was our example. He did not yield to that temptation. And you don't have to either. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 10:13, there has no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful. He would not suffer you to be tempted above that you're able, but will with the temptation also make a way of escape that you may be able to bear it. Amen. Hallelujah. I know my wife wasn't prepared, but I wish she could come and sing that song, I Must Tell Jesus, as we extend an invitation to you. Amen. Extend an invitation to you. Amen. Number 112. Amen. You can tell God all about it, no matter what you're going through. Amen. You can tell God about it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Invitation is open to you. You may come. Amen. And then that gap needs to be closed. Come on and come on, let's tell Jesus.
I must tell Jesus all of my truth.
The invitation is open that you may come for prayer, whatever you need. Get a closer walk with God.
Alone.
Hallelujah.
In my distress, I may well
hear me. Hallelujah.
He ever loves and cares for his own.
Listen to her. Tell him,
I must tell Jesus.
Jesus will help you.
Jesus,
so long. Oh, I thank him.
I must tell
Jesus all of my trouble. He is a kind, compassionate friend. Tell him about it.
I must tell Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus
will help
us.
Jesus alone.
Tempted and tried.
I need a great Savior. And he is a great Savior.
One who can help
my burdens to me. Hallelujah. I must tell Jesus. He all my cares and sorrows will share. Hallelujah. I must tell Jesus. I cannot bear thee. I must tell Jesus. Jesus will help me. Jesus alone.
Oh, how the world to evil allure.
to sin, but I won't. Hallelujah. Tell Jesus. To win, I must tell Jesus. I must tell Jesus. I cannot bear the burden alone. I must tell Jesus. I must tell Jesus. Jesus. Jesus will help me. Jesus will.